year later, Iran was thrown into more chaos when it was invaded by its neighbor Iraq. In calling for martyrs, Khomeini was drawing on a tradition that went back nearly 1,400 years. Shortly after its birth, Islam had split into two sects, the majority Sunni and the minority Shia. They have continually fought for dominance ever since. In 680 AD, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, Imam Hussein, led his outnumbered army against the Caliph, Yazid, at the Battle of Karbala. Every year, Shia Muslims reenact this battle in a bloody passion play. Hussein's soldiers are slaughtered one by one, until finally it's his turn to die. Surrounded, he is killed, and his body is mutilated. Khomeini's trick was to reset this ancient battle in modern times, so he became the heroic Hussein. His enemy, the Iraqi leader, became the evil Yazid. And the Iranian people were Hussein's faithful soldiers, who followed him to a glorious death as Shahid, martyrs. Khomeini convinced his people that by fighting to the death against the Iraqis, they were reenacting a religious battle at the heart of their faith.
We used to call out, "God is great," before going into battle. And we used to shout it out all together and at the top of our voices. The Iraqis had all the best weapons, but when they heard us shouting, "God is great," it scared the hell out of them. And they panicked and didn't know what to do. So they were defeated.
Martyrdom was a powerful rallying cry, but as a weapon of war, it was a futile instrument. In 8 years of fighting, Iran lost almost 500,000 dead. But there was one martyr who stood above all the rest. He would become the prototype for suicide bombers everywhere. Just outside Tehran is one of the largest cemeteries in the world, Beheshti-e-Zahra. Spread over more than 1,000 acres, it contains the graves of hundreds of thousands of martyrs. It is a city of the dead. Every week, thousands of Iranians come to commune with their dead relatives.
This was your son?
Sayyid Mustafa.
How old was he when he was martyred?
15 years old. He had just started high school. We told him to do his exams first, but he said it would be too late.
Wasn't he too young to be martyred?
He really wanted to go. He was a child. Yes, only a child. He came from school one day asking me to sign an approval letter for him to go to the front, and I did. He went for God. It was a good path for him to take, so why would we stop him? He became a martyr for God.
What does he think about martyrdom now that he lost his brother?
The martyrs are more alive than we are.
If he were asked today to become a martyr, what would his answer be?
Yes, absolutely.
So if there was another war, he would volunteer and go?
Without any doubts. Martyrdom is a path to salvation that not everybody can reach.
At the heart of the cemetery is the grave of the world's first suicide bomber, the tomb of Iran's youngest and most celebrated martyr. In 1980, the Iranian army was defending a key town in the south. At a critical moment in the battle, when the Iraqis were about to break through, 13-year-old Hussein Fahmadeh strapped explosives to his body, charged an enemy tank, and blew himself up, destroying the tank and halting the Iraqi advance. Fahmadeh became an instant hero, another martyr lost in the defense of his country. But for me, he was different than all the others. He had deliberately killed himself.
این عرض کردم این انفجارهایی هم که داره میشه اینا تا قبل از این 5-6 سالی که افغانستان و عراق و اینا اشغال شده نبوده. انتحار و اینا هم نیست به شما بگم، اکثر اینا هم که میگن عملیات انتحاری اینا هم دروغه، اینا هم رسانه‌های خبری خود غرب درست میکنن. مثلا چند وقت پیش توی رستوران زائرای ایرانی توی عراق داشتن چلو کباب می‌خوردن، بمب منفجر شده، ادش شهید شدن دیگه، تو همین چند هفته پیش بود عملیات انتحاری شده. کدوم دیوانه که به تو رستوران میگه اینا عملیات انتحاری می‌خواد، طرف بره تو دستشویی عملیات انتحاری بکنه. عملیات انتحاری که تو رستوران نمیرن بکنن، که یک مش زن و بچه و اینا نشستن دارن غذا میخورن، بیچاره ها خسته گشنه هستن، نه کسی مواظب نه کسی، او دیوانه ای کسی که باید خواد اونجا عملیات انتحاری بکنه. عملیات انتحاری نیست، دروغ میگن. بمب میذارن از راه دور کنترل میکنن، به ماشین بمب وصل میکنن، این بمبای مجهزه که غربیا دارن، بمبای کوچیک با تخریب وسیع، به ماشین نصب میکنه، ماشین میاد طرف منفجر میکنه، میگه راننده عملیات انتحاری کرد، راننده بیچاره روحش هم خبر نداشت، هنوز نمیدونه که خودش هم مرده، کشته شده. بعدن بفهمه بهش میگن آقا تو عملیات انتحاری کردی، خودت خبر نداشتی. اکثر اینا دروغه، انتحاری نیست، اینا اکثرش انفجارهای که اینا انجام میدن. ولی تو مسجد و حسینیه و اینا انتحار میخواد؟ انتحار یه جاییه که دژها و پادگانها و خطوط دفاعی شما باید از 10 رده استفاده عملیات عبور کنید، نمیشه، وقت عملیات استشهادی انجام میدی. اینا میخوان عملیات استشهادی که در لبنان و فلسطین شد، که کمر اسرائیل رو شکست، که ارتش آمریکا و انگلیس رو از لبنان و فرانسه بیرون کرد در 20-30 سال اخیر، با 40-50 تا عملیات استشهادی کلی ارتشای غربی با اون دنگ و فنگشون جمع کردن در رفتن. اینا میخوان اون عملیات استشهادی که شیعه حزب الله و سنی حماس و اینا به نام اسلام علیه استعمار و صهیونیسم و استکبار انجام دادن و پیروز شدن در لبنان و فلسطین، میخوان اون رو لوس کنن. چون مفهوم شهادت و شهادت طلبی که بیاد دیگه پیروزی قطعیه. تمام ارتش‌های غرب در برابر شهادت طلب نمیتونن وایستن. این اون روح عاشورایی و حسینی که من خودکشی نمیکنم، اما اگر نابود کردن دشمن قیمت شهادت منه، بسم الله من حاضرم. از ابو عبدالله آموختیم که میریم به سمت شهادت اگه لازم شد. این فرهنگ، امام گفت این روح شهادت طلبی کمر اینا رو شکست. اینا میخوان اون روح شهادت طلبی و عملیات استشهادی رو میخوان لوس کنن، بگن آقا یه مش احمق بربری متعصب وحشیه که نه برای جان خودشون بلکه برای جان هم مذهبان و مسلمانان و خودشون هم ارزش قائل نیستن، تو خیابون زن بچه پیرمرد پیرزن، تو مغازه، تو رستوران، تو این کارا رو دارن میکنن. اصل تر توته است. هدف لوس کردن شهادت طلبی، خراب کردن مفهوم انقلاب اسلامی و جنبش ضد استعماری است. آخرش تصویری که ایجاد میشه، اینا مسلمان‌ها و به جون هم دیگه میافتن، زن و بچه به زن و بچه خودشون رحم نمیکنن، اینا به بقیه بشر میخوان چیکار کنن؟ یه مش متعصب بربری، اهل خشونت، اهل قتل و وحشیگری و جنایت و اینا، در حالی که فرهنگ قرآن میگه جان یک انسان مساوی با جان کل بشریت. درسته؟ من احیا نفسا فکأنما احیا الناس جمیعا، من قتل نفسا، قرآن فرمود یک نفر انسان بیگناه رو بکشی مثل که همه بشریت رو کشتی، کأنما قتل الناس جمیعا. این قرآن، این فرهنگ اسلامه. جان یک مگس، جان یک پشه مهمه، جان یک گیاه مهمه.
She insists she was simply duped by the two women.
She put the bell around me, saying it will not explode. I said, what about the wires? She said, no, it will not explode.
Despite Rania and her mother's protests, police say she fits the psychological profile of a would-be suicide bomber perfectly.